Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Yeah, you know what it is. Wet Wednesday. This is Destiny Mora from Deliumptious. Not all slow, definitely sexy. Wet and Wild Wednesday.
When I look into your eyes, you fill me with emotions. Your body is calling. Your body is calling for me. Your body so from Deliumptious. When I look into your eyes.
Not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Just DJ E Monster and the Monstars, you dig? So, all right, let's check in with some of my co-hosts around here that we call the Monstars. Let's do it in the order that they were received. Check it out. We got Miss Unbelievable in the house. What's good, Ma?
Hello.
What's good? 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 What's good?
Hey, I'm just ready to get it in on this Wet, Wet Wednesday. We're going to start calling it Wet and Wild Wednesday or something. I don't know. But we have so much. Yeah, we have so much fun over here that it's just crazy. You did?
Yeah.
On a,
we should call it Slick Wednesday. Slick, slick, slick Wednesday. You know what? Slick and hot and sexy. I'm just saying.
Ooh. You did? Yeah, because we, yeah, okay. That's what's up. I like that. I like that. We do need to come up with something new because now I'm starting to see everybody trying to do what they with. You did? It's like, come on, man. So, all right, we're going to move on. But yeah, that I do like that. I do like it. We might have to switch something up. But all right, let's go over here, Miss Unbelievable. Let's check in with Jazzy B in the house. You dig? What's good, Jazzy?
Hey, 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 what's up, y'all? It's the girl Jazzy B in the house.
Hey, Jazzy. Hey, mama. It's been all good.
Right.
How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Monster?
How you
been? What's good?
I am great. Great. Excellent. No complaints.
That's what's up.
Mr. Ernest? Mr. Ernest, DJ E. Monster, how you feeling today? Okay, I'm doing a cross side. My bad, E. DJ E. Monster, my bad. I'm sorry. Disclaimer. Don't cuss me out. Please don't mute me or cuss me out. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all happy. Don't steal my joy. But how your day? How your day? Don't just look past that. How your day? Look past that.
You do that, Jazzy. She didn't even try to give me kind of response. She's like, we just gonna keep moving past that, my bad. Boo, boo. All right, I'm gonna be with you, Mama. I'm monstrous. You did. I am very, very monstrous. I kind of want to give y'all some insights a little bit because I think that's kind of like why most people tune in to Monstrous Radio. They want to hear about the BS that goes on in my life and things like that. You know, I got some things I want to put out there a little bit. You know, it's starting to be warmed up a little bit. If people know, you know, my whole situation and everything, I just want to say a bruh man got his little mojo back. I see everything like it's supposed to be. So hump day is going to be hump day today. You dig? It's going to be sexy around here. Hump day is going to be humping today. I'm just saying. That's how I feel. How you feel? Hello. Did y'all
hang up
on me? Did I do too much?
No. Well, you know, since we're talking about how we feeling and it's hump day, you know, I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm feeling, you know, a little slick and wet and all that. You know what I'm saying? And it's time to just, you know, no panty it, no bra it, you know, with my sundresses and just have a blast. You know, it's all good. You know, let it just be free.
Right. Okay.
Just saying.
Okay. She said,
just saying.
Sundresses and everything. That's what's up. It is sundress season. It is sundress season. Yeah, some things happened to me last week with some people in a sundress. I'll tell y'all about that coming up here in just a little bit. But before I get into some more music, you know what I mean, because we got to give people time to call in and, you know, get situated, press one and whatnot. I see some of y'all over here. Get in just for the conversation. That's what's up. Definitely appreciate it. But go ahead and drop what we kind of talking about there tonight, Jazzy, while I get this other music here set up right quick. But go ahead and let them know what we going to be talking about.
Ooh-wee. All right. For our Wet, Wet Wednesday topic today, the mood is when you first slide in, but it's too tight, so you work your way in, but she's telling you it hurts, but then you feel her open up, and you go deeper and deeper, asking her, are you okay? She says, yeah, and you give one stroke. Then she says, go slower, but you got her where you want her. So you start slow stroking, see her biting her lip and scratching your back. While you deep stroking her slow, the mood starts to change. She starts getting wetter. She says, I love you, but you too focused on making her nut 100 times. Then you pull out and go back down, eat that cat until her legs start to shake. That's when you pull her legs up to her chest and make her regret all the fussing she did the week before.
Oh, wait.
Okay, what's the question? I mean, what's the question, Jasmine? What's the question?
Well, the question behind this would be, how would you? I mean, how would you feel about this? Would you, you know, it's a go for you or no for you or?
Right, are we listening to music or are we answering that question?
you don't ask the question after the music.
Yeah, Sounds great.
So on that note, let's keep it moving. No pun intended. This is Maurice. It's called Temporary. Monsters Radio. We'll be back temporarily. Get it? I'm just saying. I'm ready to get the topic going. I call that some dick bite. That's what I call it. We're going to talk about it right after this. We live, y'all. Wet Wednesday. Ooh, we music.
Whole truth, nothing but the truth. Right hand high, right hand high. Whole truth, nothing but the truth. Right hand high, right hand high.
I'm not ready.
Whole truth, nothing but the truth. Right hand high, right hand high.
I know what you want from me. You can have a part of me,
but you cannot have all of me.
I'm temporary. What you want from me, I can read your mind. You can have a part of me, baby, I don't mind. But you cannot have all of me, I can't tell no lies. I'm temporary, temporary, temporary. I'm not ready. And I'm not steady. I like motion, locomotive, I like movement. Red line, green line, no destination, I'm choosing. And I need training, but I'm not interested in arguments. And I don't like complaining. Let's make it clear like a Blu-ray, I don't like being tied down like a shoelace. I need a friend and a buddy, so please do not tell me you love me. Why you like me in the first place? You could have kept running like first base. Subliminal messages, preferences, I can remember referencing them on the first date. Like one, I ain't trying to make a daughter or a son. Like two, I ain't the best man for a groom. Like three, I'm married to the hustle, finding pieces to my puzzle, and all of the get chips like ruffles. I really wanna fit you in, I really wanna fit you in. And that can be like fitting a size 11 into a 10. And you can call me paper tag, yeah, you can call me paper tag. Put some respect on my honesty, at least I ain't playing games like laser tag.
And that's real.
I know what you want from me, I can read your mind. You can have a part of me, baby, I don't mind. But you cannot have all of me, I can't tell no lies. I'm temporary, temporary, temporary.
And that's real.
What you want from me, I can read your mind. You can have a part of me, baby, I don't mind. But you cannot have all of me, I can't tell no lies. I'm temporary, temporary, temporary. I'm lucky
me to have so much charm. Serial killer, somebody call 911. Come get this love dope dealer. We got another victim of a lullaby.
First 48 with the homicide.
I'm from a time where they sung about I heart Y-O-U. And baby, I apologize.
I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Didn't mean to give you the wrong impression. But I have a way with words, so don't misinterpret the way I be texting.
Don't think too much about it. Don't think too much.
Don't think too much.
Here, have a cup of my charisma.
Don't drink too much.
Don't drink too much. Cause I don't wanna be the reason for your DUI. I just wanna give you a reason why I can fall in love at this time. I got some issues and I wanna make it just right. Plus I'm trying to get my life together. It's okay if you spend a couple nights together. I'm a Mac though, hat low, Nikes is leather. You can meet me at the bar, then we knife together. Cut. I really wanna fit you in. I really wanna fit you in. And that can be like fitting a size 11 into a 10. And you can call me paper tag. Yeah, you can call me paper tag.
Put some respect on my honesty. At least I ain't playing games like laser tag.
And that's real.
I know what you want from me. I can read your mind. You can have a part of me, baby. I don't mind. But you cannot have all of me. I can't tell no lies. I'm temporary, temporary, temporary.
And that's real.
I know what you want from me. I can read your mind. You can have a part of me, baby. I don't mind. But you cannot have all of me. I can't tell no lies. I'm temporary, temporary, temporary.
Whole truth, nothing but the truth. Right hand high, right hand high. Whole truth, nothing but the truth. Right hand high, right hand high.
I'm not ready.
Whole truth, nothing but the truth. Right hand high, right hand high.
I'm not ready. And I'm not steady. I'm not stable. I'm not able.
Whole truth, nothing but the truth. Right hand high, right hand high.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio Live. Wet, wet Wednesday. Hump day music. It's not all slow, but definitely something sexy. That's Maurice. That's called Temporary. Upcoming artist. I'm going to see about getting him an interview over here on Monstrous Radio Live. So stick with us. Let's see. What are we on? We're about to go ahead and get into our discussion. So, all right, ladies, let me go ahead and get a little bit of background music right quick. You know what I mean? So we can set the mood a little bit. Just a little bit. let me see what we got over here. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and drop this right quick, and then I'll get that background music going.
Hey, 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 what's up? This is your sexy host with all the most, Miss Aries Jazzy B. And you are now rocking with us on Wet, Wet Wednesday.
That's what's up. So, I guess go ahead, read that off one more time there, Jazzy, and then we'll go ahead and jump into this topic. And let's see what we get out of it. I think I got, I might got a story to tell.
Okay. It says, when you first slide in, but it's too tight, so you have to work it in. But she is telling you it hurts, but then you feel her open up. So you go deeper and deeper, asking her, are you okay? She says, yeah. So you give her one stroke, then she says, go slower. But you got her right where you want her, so you start slow stroking her, seeing her bite her lips and scratching your back while you deep stroking her slow. The mood starts to change. She gets wetter, saying she loves you, but you're too focused on making her nut 100 times. Then you pull out, go back down, eat the cat until her legs start shaking. That's when you put her legs on her chest and make her regret all the fussing from the week.
Okay. Now, one, you know what I mean? I guess I have to ask y'all ladies, I mean, have y'all ever been in that situation? And then, you know, seeing that that's from a man's angle, let's keep it 100. Sometimes that can come from a woman's angle. You dig? Dude might be stressed. He might be, you know what I mean, whatever, wookie-woo. You dig? She might have to climb up there and break him down. You dig? And, you know, dude is over there, oh, I'm trying to hold it. I'm trying to hold it. And she's like, no, you're going to have to let that dough fly off because I'm finna get that. You dig? So, yeah, it can go both ways. So I guess first, you know, I have to ask, I mean, have you ladies ever been in a situation like that? I call it some get right because, you know, she's talking about some, you know, stop all the fussing, things like that. You know what I mean? So to me, that's some get right. So, I mean, have y'all ever been in situations where somebody gave y'all some get right? Hello.
Listen. We don't even got a fuss. Fuck the fussing. I'm with all the shit. We ain't even got a fuss. We can still pass the fuss. We can still pass the fuss. The fussing part. Let's do it. I'm with it. That's gonna be so fun.
Okay. What about you, Miss Unbelievable? Anybody ever gave you some get right? Uh-oh, she might got us on mute, y'all. Okay. Well, all right. Well, I guess...
I'm off mute. Hold on. it was different. It was a different feeling than just, you know, fucking and just, you know, going at it because now you're trying to figure me out. I'm trying to figure you out. You listen to what I'm saying and you're really in tune to what I'm saying. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, because then, yeah. And then you said 100 times. Yeah, and then you go and then you, yeah. And it's all about satisfying me. And I love being satisfied like that. So, yes. That was a nice act right satisfaction. Yes.
right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's quite a few things in there that I noticed. Like I noticed some intimacy. You know what I mean? There's some sex therapy in there for some of you dudes that, you know what I mean, have problems with lasting long enough. I'll get into that part. We talked about this a while back with our sex therapy. So I'll get into that part. But, yeah, I mean, I've been down that road before. It's not always a good thing. I'm going to keep it 100. Because, the story goes, you know, he's trying to get it in with her. It's a little tight. And she like, oh, daddy. Oh. And you just like, oh, yeah, give it to a little more. My dumb ass been on, bam, bust it, because it is what it is. You enjoying it too much, and you're telling me, and you just fucked it all up for both of us. The only scratching I'm going to get in my back is because you're mad, because I'm already done, and I'm over here, so I'm going to go. But it is what it is, but, but I have done that road before where, you know what I mean, where you did have to give her some get right. You know what I mean? It might have been like, you know.
But it'd be so fun, like, though. It'd be good, get right, but that shit be so fun. It's not a punishment. Goddamn.
It's just good. It's just like, it's the pleasure principle of it is just amazing. Like, because you're in motion and you just like blocked out everything that want, you know, that all the stuff, and you just going at it. Y'all just in sync, and it's just,
Okay. So now, let me ask ladies, you know, I always wondered this. You dig? What is it that, you know what I mean, that makes y'all come orgasm or whatever, from a little bit of pain down there? Now, I know y'all don't like a lot of pain down there, but sometimes y'all like a little extra thrust, a little more tension. I mean, can you describe that? I mean, I always wondered that. You know, someone be like, oh, hurt me a little bit or whatever, whatnot. I mean, what is it about that extra pressure that makes y'all really, really get into it?
I plead the fifth.
I know y'all have never been asked that question before.
Now,
Dom.
Now, is that the Fifth Amendment or is that a Fifth of Hennessy? Hello.
Okay, I'm gonna keep it 100. Sometimes I just like pain, like, and then how is like hitting against my clit or how it's hitting against my clitoris is just like a sensation that's just unbelievable, and it just takes your body into this euphoria that starts to drip into your body, and it's just a rush. It's almost like a rush that goes through your body, and the pain just makes it just a little bit more special.
Mm. Yeah. She said it right.
Okay. Okay. All right. I noticed that, you know what I mean, there was some intimacy in there. You know what I mean? The story tells about, you know, how, you know, she's like, it hurts a little bit, but, you know, she likes it. Obviously, they talking to each other, looking at each other. You dig? What is it for ladies when a guy is, like, talking to you, you know what I mean, looking at you? You know, I mean, what is it about that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring the romance to the fellas. You dig? Help the fellas get their romance back.
Well, for me, it really depends on the person and how drawn to his voice I am, because it could be a nigga. I just like, shut the fuck up, bro. Like, it really depends on the person, though, for real, because, you know, certain people bring certain things out of you. You know, you might not want to hear this nigga say all this shit. You might want him to shut the fuck up and just, you know what I'm saying? But this other nigga, you might be like, God damn, his voice sounds so good. Like, oh. You know, it really is.
Sometimes it just adds to the atmosphere. It adds, like, it's like telling you that, okay, I'm feeling everything that we're doing, every motion, every part. But sometimes they could talk too, like Jazzy was saying, too damn much. Right. Like, shut the hell up. Like, can just spill it. Like, shh. Like, don't speak. Like, you're messing it up. Or unless, you know, y'all in it and it's an intimate moment. Like, there's a difference. Like, it's an intimate moment and it's that slow stroke, like we said, and then y'all looking at each other and you feeling it. But if it's that fast, but school, I don't want to hear, like, baby, you feel that? Nah, shut up. Just do it. So I guess it all depends at the time and the moment that you're having at the time. If it's that love making or is that passion that's going on, then heck yeah, you better say something. You better be feeling it. Like, you better be saying, yeah, it's good and it's juicy and it's wet and we're both flowing with it. But yeah, if it ain't that moment, please be quiet. Let's just get it. Yes, just don't talk. Just hey, don't say nothing. Cause sometimes it throws the rhythm off. Like, seriously, sometimes you be rocking and be like, "What? Are you off? Cause you're talking too much. Are we on the phone? Are you on a conversation? Are you here at this moment, or are you somewhere else?" So yeah. You gotta. Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay. I feel you. Yeah. Some motherfuckers can just end up talking too damn much. For a guy.
Let me play this song.
Go ahead.
I was talking about. I was talking about the conversation. Just hush. Let me hear it. Just hush. Just let me play this music.
Yeah.
But okay. I know we're gonna say something. DJ, you monster. But okay, there was something that she was reading, and that this is towards a man that I had to, you know, in the story. How does it feel when you're in mid stroke and they say, "I love you"? What did I do for
you? I want to know that too. That is an awful question. High five.
High five.
To a guy, let's see. How do I say it? Either way it goes. I mean, this is, and there is a variance, but it doesn't really that much. I mean, even if dude don't even really like you, I mean, he's just trying to bust you down. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Some people, they just not into, you know what I mean? Some people are just fucking. Some people are doing other things. But to a man, when a woman, when you're mid-stroke and a woman says, I love you, oh, you don't cater to his ego, mama. For real, for real. That makes us feel so goddamn, so big inside, whether we got a small one or not. Well, I feel real big right now. You did my dick did the Hulk. You did went from David Bass. You did. I'm for real. I'm for real. That's the type of shit that you say to a dude. That's the type of shit that you say to a dude. He end up buying your ass shoes. He end up paying your car note. He end up doing some other things. You dig? Now it has to be in this moment. For real, bro. I mean, you could tell him that all day. You know what I mean? I'm not saying he's not going to appreciate it, but you tell him that mid-stroke, oh, I love you, throwing a little daddy or poppy, oh, my goodness. Yo, yo, you got his ass. You dig? You don't got your ass. You got his ass. Because to us, a lot of women don't know it, but men, we really like it when y'all get into it. You dig? If I know I'm making you act wild, I got that leg shaking. I got you want to do some things you ain't did before. You dig? That makes me feel big as a man. Like, yeah, I'm doing my damn thing. You know what I mean? So that's how it makes us feel to know mid-stroke, I got you talking about I love you because it feels so motherfucking good to your ass. Yeah, that's when they be talking about, yeah, I got your ass now. Ooh! yeah, so that's how we feel. You know what I mean? As men, I mean, whether we like you or not, I might be like, yeah, whatever. But deep down inside, I'm going, yeah, I'm doing that damn thing. I don't believe her, but she said it anyway. You did. So, yeah. So,
keep doing the Jody beat the thing in his head.
Right. Yeah, and whisper it to her. You know what I mean? Whisper it to her. You can even, you know what? It don't matter how you say it. I wouldn't give a damn if you yelled it at the top of your lungs. I love you. I wouldn't give a damn. It is. Or you say, I love you. I love you. No, I don't. There's no variance. It's all the same to me. It is. It's all the same to me. So, all right. When we come back, I'm going to play a song. When we come back, I'm going to know how you ladies feel when a man whispers, I love you in the middle of, you know what I mean, getting it in, whatnot. And also, there was a sex tip in there that you, some of you fellas, you really, really, really need to know. So, hey, when we come back, we're going to get into the rest of the show. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. We got DJ E-Monster, Jazzy B, and Miss Unbelievable. Check it out. This right here is a remix, sexy remix. Eric B and Tamia. This is called Sunshine. Monsters Radio, live on Hump Day.
By the way you smile,
keep thinking about the way you laugh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, takes me away, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
there were times when I wasn't sure that we were gonna last beyond the sun. But after years, it's clear we were meant to be. But something's been lost along the way. Remember times we just laughed for no reason at all. And all those feelings of anticipation. We've grown accustomed to life without living at all. But something went wrong along the way. Oh, baby.
Oh, let me feel, I need to feel that sunshine. That light that used to glow up on my face. Oh, let me feel, we need to find that sunshine.
hours. Hours turned into days. Days turned into years, and years turned into apathy.
And our shine, our beautiful shine, let's bring it back.
Bring it back.
New Trey song on Wet Wet Wednesday.
She said that she didn't want to be loved. I said, why the hell are you here? She said tonight she don't want to be touched. And if that's the truth, why you so near?
I know that's jazzy song. Yeah.
Thank you.
So So, all right, as we bring it back, you know what I mean, let's get back into our sexy discussion. Please remind me to tell you guys about there's a chance we can be in a movie if you're in the Twin Cities here coming up this weekend with Kay Allen. Definitely want to put out the information for that by the end of the show. But yeah, let's go ahead and get back into what we're talking about. You know, you guys asked me, how does it feel mid-stroke? Mid-stroke and the wet splashing everywhere, sounding like macaroni. And she says, I love you. How does that make a man feel? So, I mean, how does that make a woman feel in the middle of a moment and a man whispers or, you know, whispers in your ear, I love you? I mean, how does that make y'all feel?
Well, for me, if it's my nigga, it makes you feel like it's the best feeling in the world, but for just somebody to be like, I love you. Did you say you love me? Hold on. Hold up. Whoa, wait a minute.
Hey, look. I'm sorry, Jazzy. I could just see you middle of the moment, just grabbing the motherfucker by his hips to make him stop, just slap both his hips, just slap, grab his hips, make him stop. What did you just say to me? Yeah, what?
Hey, I'm stopping. I'm stopping.
Like, what you say, bro? What did you say?
I'm stopping this show. I'm rolling out. I'm like, whoa, wait, what? Oh, bro, you got to go. Oh, he got to go. I'm done. Like, if you not my man, oh, we're done. I'm like, oh, no, we done. You got to go. You just messed that all up. And then I will not talk to him again. You just messed it all up. Just gone. So what? You just messed it all up. You know that. So, got to go.
Oh, snap. See, now, it's unbelievable. I just described how I'm just Jazzy, just stopping the motherfucker. I can see you probably, you know what I mean, taking it to the back, and he say that, and you just, like, start just walking away, just crawling away. He's trying to chase behind you, like, come back. And you're like, no, player, hold up. What'd you just say? Oh, my goodness, yeah. Yeah, sorry, y'all. My mental visuals are crazy today. It is what it is.
They are correct. I want to say I approve of that message. He is correct. Yes.
Oh, snap.
But now if you my guy, I would want to hear it again. I would be like, if you was my guy, I'd be like, say that one more time, Daddy. Say that one more time, Poppy. What you just say? Oh, and then I would definitely put it on you after that. Then I'd be like, oh, for real? Oh. Then the whole night has changed. I'm like a superstar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonder Woman.
I'm Wonder Woman. I'm be like, mm-hmm. Dude, y'all see that lasso? Y'all see that gold? Yeah, it's going to be shooting some stars coming from it. Then I'm like, oh, Daddy, you about to tap out. Yes. About to tap out.
That's what's up. So, all right. So, you know, we got like 15 minutes left. So I got to put in this little sex tip here that I heard through there. You know what I mean? I think maybe next week, maybe we'll do a recap on that. You know, how not to be a 1 minute lover. Give in some sex tips to help fellas get their game right. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? So
it's a lost
sex tip
or something.
That I heard in there, right? The sex tip
she's
that
gotta
I heard
like
that's in there. The tip that I heard in there is okay. How she said in the story, dude is trying to make her come 100 times. He steps back and he gets to eating that motherfucker. Get it?
And he tried to snatch her soul.
Exactly.
Snatch the soul right up on the
chest.
Snatch it.
Exactly.
And the legs get the shaking. That.
The legs get the shaking. That's what. What does that mean? What does that mean when y'all be shaking like that? Well, I mean, what is that? Just unnatural? Is that just something y'all do to impress us? I mean, what's with that? Before I get into my tip,
no.
The leg shape.
We have no control.
we have lost control. You have snatched us whole. We have no control. The whole body is just all, just every sensation is just gone.
And don't try to stand up.
No. The legs are going to be weak. Can't move. It's a good feeling, though.
I did one time. The pillow caught me.
You said the pillow caught you? You tried to stand up?
Oh, you feel back like, woo, thank you, pillow. Thank you. You're talking to the pillow.
Hold on, let me reevaluate life. Hold on.
Disclaimer. Let me sit here and think about this.
Oh my God. Life, Jazzy, life is not the same. Life is not the same. It's just not the same. Everything is just flashing before your eyes. You be like, this nigga here, Jesus. He just shit on me. He just took my soul. How am I going to get my soul back? You just start talking to yourself. How am I going to
get my soul back?
He just know he just snatched my soul from me. How I get it back? I can't get it back because I can't walk this motherfucker here. How am I going to get it back? You can't even suck him good after he done took your soul back. He be like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You just got to start apologizing because I'm sorry. Hey, you look at him like, hey, you won this round.
But you won.
You got to do some threats.
I got your ass next time, though.
See her falling back on the pillow talking about, you know what? I'm not even really busy. That busy on Thursday. You know what? I think I'm just going to free up all my Thursdays for you, Pippa. I'm not even really that busy. I'm just saying, come by whenever you want to. So, okay, that's what that means. I got your ass. All right, I got your ass. All right, so the sex tip that's in there, and I believe a comedian has said this too. I can't remember who. I don't remember if it was like Cat Williams or if it was like Cedric the Entertainer, but it was somebody, but they was talking about how OGs will put it down on you. You dig? It's like an OG will come through. You be mad. He'll come through that one day a week, whatever. Come lay it down on your ass, and then you ain't mad no more. You'll be good for about a good 2-3 weeks, and then you might get your tension again.
Yeah.
But this is what it is.
Yeah.
So it all goes into play. It all goes into play. So what it said in the thing was to step back and eat that punani. You need to get it come the 100 times. That shit really, really fucking works, player. You dig? If you are 1 minute, you dig? You better have your little time on your stopwatch, make it go beep, 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 beep in about 45 seconds. You dig? Beep, beep, beep. When you hear that beep, beep, you go down, kiss on that rib, kiss on that hip, that part in between the thigh and that muscle. You dig? Suck on that thing right there. Then you lick that motherfucker. She's going to go crazy. You're going to buy yourself some motherfucking time to recoup, you dig? Then claw your ass back up. You dig? I'm just saying, when you get close, back the fuck up. Kiss the rib. Go to the hip. Get that teeth in between her thigh and the muscle. I'm telling you, fellas, she gonna let it. Her leg gonna be shaking. The leg gonna be shaking. You dig? Every time you get ready, go down there, do that comeback. I'm telling you, boy, she'll be calling you at work, talking about, Daddy, you want me to bring you some lunch? She'll be like, baby, you like 60 minutes away. Don't worry about that, Daddy. I got you. You hungry? You need some water? You want some Gatorade?
She's going to wake up. she don't wake up like fuck breakfast. I want you.
Yeah, damn. Hey, let me get that over
what?
There. You come here.
You've been on that phone. Somebody wake you up, player. She might wake you up. You be like, ooh, talking about, ooh, what's that feeling? Ooh, I know what that feeling is. I'm finna wake the fuck up. What is you doing, mama? Hello? She be like, good morning.
You be like, go back to
sleep. Well, yes.
You be like, thank you.
Go back to sleep.
So, like, enjoy your breakfast. Enjoy your breakfast. This is breakfast. Enjoy breakfast. Enjoy it. Yes. Enjoy that. Yes.
Right.
But can I say this, though? What about the one who is listening to you, can't follow direction, and is terrible with the mouth game? What do you do? Jazzy, what do you do?
Yeah,
is that a next
do?
Week's question? What do you do? Like, when it's just horrible.
Hmm.
Ooh. Terrible.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm sorry, bro. You ain't make the cut.
You're looking right in the eyes, bro. You're not making the cut. Yeah, we're going to talk about that later.
And a sweater game is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a next week?
Okay. Ooh, don't play. Some people are going to be in their feelings. Ooh, don't play. Some people are going to be in their emotions. Yeah, when you swear you got head gaming, it's all booty. I don't know how I'm going to phrase it, but we're going to find something. We're going to find something. Yeah, that's going to be a hell of a topic this week. Sex tips. Yeah, that's going to be part of it. Yep, yep, yep. We're going to help the minute lovers with some hella sex tips. And, yep, that's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about
and
that.
And vice versa. When you got when you get bad head and he starts like, ow. Out,
ooh,
out. What do you do?
Oh, you know what? Here's another one. Here's another one. Hold on, Jazzy. I got one. What about when you go to anywhere? It could be any type of function, and you dance with somebody, and they're grooving like, ooh, ooh, you do all that? Oh, damn. And you get them home, and they can't do none of that. They doing Carlton in the bed, and before they was like MC Hammer, and everybody else,
ooh.
You did dancing like
you were fired.
Like,
you were fired. This false advertisement.
Ooh, they making it clap and they don't. They can't clap and nothing. They can't clap. They just miss it. Ooh, ooh,
right. You're fired. This false advertisement.
Ooh. You know what? I need to start writing this
that's
out for
good.
That week. Yep. Okay, hold on. This false advertisement. Where's my notebook? Yeah, we're going to get this next week. Oh, yeah, we're going to get this in next week. Okay.
Ooh, what about that one who is just lazy and don't want to do nothing? Just lay there. But like, I don't want to do nothing. Just hand that.
Ooh,
we
about a dead
don't lady? Have nothing in common. It's not going to work.
Just want to just lay there.
Nah, bro, you can't lay there. You got to do some work. This is a whole activity, goddamn. This we both got to be tired after this.
Right.
Just the whole work.
What if only one person is sweating and the other person is dry as hell? Like, well, what the hell? Were you in the same bed with me?
Right.
You dry and I'm not? Okay. Was we doing the same? No? Okay.
All right, here's another one, a tip, because a lot of people, they don't know about it, or they know about it, they aren't sure. Does fruit really work? Ooh.
Yes. Yes.
Does fruit really work?
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
Or
yes.
To eat, or to, like, give you juices? Oh, was that a question?
We'll get into it more next week, but you know how people say, you know what I mean, eat pineapples, eat something sweet, and when you go down with somebody,
they always,
sweet,
they always,
that type
you
stuff,
are
so.
What you eat, that is true, you
yes,
are what
that
you
is
eat.
True, that is true,
that is
you're, yeah, okay, that's okay. Only way you would know if that is true if a woman tastes herself.
Okay.
Did I go too far?
Okay. No, that's probably a whole other show. But no. Okay. Women taste herself. Yeah. Okay. We'll get into that some more. And I got a story to tell on that one, because the first time I seen a lady do that, oh my God, I was like, what are you doing? what? But it turned me the fuck on. It is what it is. I was shot like a motherfucker. But you know, I got a story to tell next week.
Oh.
Yeah. So
because you can't be eating sushi and think it's gonna taste sweet. You can't be eating sushi and think it's gonna taste sweet. You can't.
Hell no.
You can't.
Uh-uh.
No, don't do it.
Just call me fishy. No.
Oh shit. Okay.
But some females don't understand that you just can't eat everything. Like, it comes, and men too. Like, if all y'all do is smoke or eat the wrong stuff, we taste that in our mouths. Like, can y'all put some juice or some fruit with it? That's gross. We taste it too. There's no. Just saying. That's a whole nother conversation again, Jesus. Disclaimer.
No, I totally feel you on that, because I keep it 100. In the summertime, I'm the type of brother that'll order a hamburger with no onions. Time and you get hot, boy, you start to smell like Burger King and everything else. You will be a funky bunch. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. If you eat a lot of onions in the summertime,
yes.
It is what it is. You will sweat onions.
And then you want them enzymes to go down our throat. How dare you? I'm just saying. You. wet Wednesday. I told Jazzy, I don't know if you heard me. I told you it was slick today. I just felt the slickness today. I don't know, the slick, the wet. You know, I'm just saying that's how I'm feeling today. So, yeah.
All right. Well, shit, slide off the cliff. All I give a damn. All right, we're at the end of the show. So, don't forget.
Love you too.
Tomorrow, Karma Cafe, Urban Therapy. We help you get your woosah on. You know what it is. You dig? You've been dealing with that supervisor all week. Act like he the owner of this motherfucker. And if he don't go over in his cubicle and find you, going to have to do 30 days because you're going to have to bust him until you see the red meat. You dig? It is what it is. So that's Friday. Don't forget Friday Night Live. It's going down. Oh, yeah. The thing this weekend is going down here in the Twin Cities. If you guys remember, Kay Allen, he was on the show. He's making a movie. He's doing all kinds of big things. If you're an artist, you're an entrepreneur, you got clothing lines, whatever you want to do, he's trying to put everybody in this movie. It's more like a branding movie, your original branding. He'll put you as the original you in a movie. It's going down this Saturday in Bloomington. Make sure you connect with us, Monstrous Radio, the group, or type in on Facebook, The M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z, the Monstars. You dig? Connect with us, and you can get all the information on the things that we got going on and the things that are also going on in the Twin Cities. So make sure you make that happen. Don't forget, you can go to monsterusradio.com, 24-hour stream. We got remixes, hot upcoming independent artists, and we need more music from hot independent artists from all over the globe. So you want to rep your area on Monstrous Radio because your music is monstrous, hit us up. MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com. Big shout out to Elite Sway Management, my music plug, K Custom Snap NY Hat. Let's see, who else I got to put out there? Big shout out to Hot Rod, the club in St. Paul.
K100.
Yep, K100, B100, Miss Deb. Let's see, who else? I can't think of nobody else right now. I'm pretty sure I get you some more. But all right, we'll go ahead and do our shout out and do any last words. So how about you, Jazzy? You got any last words or shout outs you want to put out there?
I just want to give a shout out to my sexy two co-hosts. You know, I love y'all. and I want to give a shout out to the rest of the world. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing tonight on this sweat, sweat Wednesday?
That's what's up. So, all right, check it out, Jazzy. This is an official announcement on Wet, Wet Wednesday. Official announcement on Wet, Wet Wednesday. Miss Unbelievable is actually now an official co-host on Monsters Radio Live. Wow. Wow. She's an actual member of the Monster family now. Wow.
Wow.
So it is what it is. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, on that note, team, that we gave you an award, you want to do some shout-outs or get in some last words? Hello.
I'd like to give a shout out to you guys. This was so much fun today. If you're going to use the wet wet tonight, use protection, get them condoms. Ladies, save that area, keep her clean and looking fresh. We're in the summertime. Fellas, eat right. Ladies, get your fruits, get your juices, get your water. And let's just have a blast. You know, love, peace. Everybody, my kids, my grandkids, all those that y'all know is dear to my heart. Love all y'all. And let's keep it safe this summer.
Okay, there it is. There it is. Y'all know how I do it. Big shout out to everybody that liked, listened, commented on the show. Hey, I support y'all. I love y'all. Appreciate y'all monstrously. So, y'all know what to do. Everything's over at monsterusradio.com. You can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Everything's going to be either E-M-O-N-S-T-A, because you put in an E-R, you're going to find a dude you're not looking for. E-Monster on social media, or DJ E-Monster. All you got to do is hashtag it and all those places, and you will find me. So on my way up out of here, I'm going to play something super-duper sexy. Independent artist. Seeing that a dude called in from Houston last night, you dig? And he already connected with us and put out a bunch of his videos. Let's go over to Dallas.
Nice.
Where they get real sexy.
Hey.
Over in Dallas. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is called Love Me. It's by Suave. This is my homeboy himself. Check it out, y'all. This is at Splash. Take her panties mix. Leg shaker.
We love.
Oh.
Love. Oh, yeah.
Me.
They can do, but you're the one that turns me on.